Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara is starting from Daf Nun Beis and Nun Beis, going into Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara brings the Indian of Jusa. And the concept of Jusa is that there are animals or birds that they put their claws into another animal, and that transfers some kind of a poison that causes the animal which is being attacked to be treifel. And the whole sukkah is to talk about which animals have it, which animals don't have it. I'll say the Gemara says that a cat does have this concept of driso, while a dog does not have it. And the big pella is that today we don't find such a thing of a poison that comes through driso. If you look around in the world, we don't have such a concept. There's no medical evidence of such a poison. And if so, the shayla is, what's shayla in the Gemara? And this really is meoiros to, in general, the whole parak of Eilu Treifus. We have many things the Chazal tell us that not necessarily fit with modern medicine. How do we treat it? How do we look at it? So the Rivash already, in Simen Taf Mem Zayin, points this out. And he says, Ein lanu ladun bidine teresenu mitzvaseo api chachmei hateva v'refuah. We're not going to come and judge the Torah based on modern medicine. If you're going to come and ask and say it doesn't fit with modern medicine, so you're basically questioning the entire Torah. And he goes and brings a few examples of treifus that, according to Chazal, is treifa, according to modern medicine, is not, and vice versa. And one of the examples he brings is the driso. He says, driso, they make you fun of us, and we're not going to come, we're not going to follow them, we go with the Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Gris Moshe, in a few places, one place is Yeredel, Chilak Gimel, Simen Lam Evov, the other one is Chosh Shemish, Chilak Beis, Simen Ayin Gimel, and others, he comes and says, a Yisayit, and he brings Medayik, and Milosh, and Rambam, that the idea of the treifus that we give it, as we see in our Gemara, it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai. And as Gemara is going to point out, Avnudal Damud Aleph, ein lecho elo mashen manu chachamim. What if Chazal gave us, that's what we have. You don't have more and you don't have less. So it says Rav Moshe that whatever was treifo in the time of Matan Torah and Mamad Har Sinai, that's how we define treifo. And even though the world may change and medicine may change, and things do change and develop and evolve in the world. And it could be that today, some things that we used to be treifel, we have medicine to come and cure it. So it's not treifel anymore. And things that were not treifel before now may come, or new sicknesses that cause the animal to be treifel. We always go based on what was given L'moshe Misinai, and that is how we treat treifus. Meaning, L'moshe is telling us, the teva changed. Nature changed. That's why modern medicine doesn't fit what the Gemara says. But that's the idea of the halacha l'moshe misina of the treifus. To tell you that wherever we got Rishamayim, that's what we have. And that's really the point of halacha l'moshe misina, says Rav Moshe. Because you could have said, why did Hashem just gave Chachamim the ability that they're going to decide what makes treifa, what not? They're going to do enough research, are they going to find out? The halacha l'moshe misina tells us that we follow the Torah's definition of treifa, even though it doesn't fit with what's going to happen in nature and the way the world will evolve going forward. And Ayin Chazon Ish, in Igros Chazon Ish Chelek Aleph Simen Tezvov, where he writes a very strong letter to somebody who is questioning some things of Chazal. And he goes, he says, that whatever we receive from Chazal, and whatever was said, Chazal said al Piruach HaKodesh, which has a mile greater than Nevuah, because Nevuah is just saying what came from above. Ruach HaKodesh is where the Seichel of a Chacham is involved in it. But whatever they say is coming to us as Emes LaMito. It's not a option, it may be true, it's probably true, but it's emes kayam, there's no other truth in the world. And he ends and he says, Nishroim anachnu, we are scared, we're bothered. Lishmoy atoa sofek b'divei chazal, bein ba'alocha, bein ba'agoda, doesn't matter what chazal say. Any questioning on chazal is shmua shel gidu for Chmona Latzlan. You don't question Chazal. What we got is, that's the Torah, that's the Emes, even though it doesn't fit with the world's events or the world's medicine. And add to this, with the Michtam Elior, Elior Dester, in Chelek Dalet, in the Michtovim, and Michtav Lamed, in the footnote, so he brings there in the name of Rabbi Elior Dester, that different things in the Chazal mention seem to be not fitting so much with modern medicine. One of the examples, he's speaking about the idea of the Jusso that we have in our Sukkah. So he says the definition is not the what we understand and see, that is going to come and be mechayev, what Chazal tells us. But it's the opposite. The din mechayev is a hesber. We have a din. What Chazal tells us, that's emes. Now you have to come and see, how do you fit this with the world? How does it fit with the physics that we see in the world? But it's we the question is not on Chazal. The question is on the world. And he adds, what we mentioned many times here in the Shurim, that the reason that we have, the Chazal gave us, is not necessarily the only reason. Chazal gave us one layer of explanation. But there's many other layers, timing and bnei timing and other oymik dvarim that we have that we don't really know the reason. So, but he says, yes, you need to try to understand how Chazal's yesoidus fit with today's nature. So he goes on to say that maybe the pshat that we see today in today's nature, the idea that the cat has some kind of a poison, it's not really poison, but the way the cat scratches and does the claw, it brings some kind of rot to the victim. Because he has in his claws some other pieces of meat that come from other victims, and that could cause something which seems to be like an infection, so that's where the way the cat claws, it causes more than a dog. So similarly, Yonah Dessler is a little different than Ramosha. Ramosha seems to say, the world changed, we don't have to explain how this world, how the nature today fits with what Chazal said. Yonah Dessler says, yeah, let's try to understand why nature today, this still fits it. But they both go, they say, the Chazunish, the Chazal told us is emes lamito, this is the emes of the Torah, and the question is not on the Chazal, the question is on the nature, we have to find explanations how to say that. And this will touch on many nikudas that we have in this parak. Anyone who wants to join us, sponsor the Shomach Shava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.